Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of RotoBaller Radio right here on the RotoBaller YouTube channel. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano, happy to be with you as I continue to break down position by position for the 2019 fantasy football season. Okay, we've already covered right here the top 10 quarterbacks for 2019, sleeper quarterbacks for 2019, top 10 running backs, and sleeper running backs as well for this upcoming fantasy football season. So if you've missed any of that, go back on the YouTube channel, find those great videos as you prepare for your fantasy drafts. We're about 2 weeks away, a little less than 2 weeks away from opening day. Draft season now is in full bloom. Okay, they're going to be going on almost every day. If you're an avid fantasy football player like myself, you have a bunch of drafts going on. Or even if you're just in one or two leagues, it's probably approaching soon. So get all that research done courtesy of rotoballer.com and take advantage of that, guys. Check out rotoballer.com, the premium package, the expert chats, you name it. Rotoballer.com has got you covered. Sign up for that premium package using the promotional code ACES and save 10%. The draft guide, the ADP evaluators, the sleepers, the snoozers, and all the great stuff, the lineup optimizers for the DFS players. The premium package has got you covered with great, great content, courtesy of guys like Pierre Camus, Chris Mangano, Scott Angle, Nick Mariano, myself, Josh Hayes, all sorts of great Rotoballer staff there at rotoballer.com. All right. And like I said, use that promo code ACES, save 10%. Stay right here at the Rotoballer YouTube channel and check out all the great content from a slew of hosts, courtesy of rotoballer.com, as well as on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, where you'll hear myself, Scott Angle, Josh Hayes, and Real Talk Raf. And guys, if you're tired of dealing with the same old issues with your fantasy league, switch now to the site built for commissioners by commissioners. Flea Flicker offers fast and slow drafts, tons of commissioner tools, dynasty features, scoring settings, and a great mobile app. Best of all, it is free. You can import your ESPN leagues with just one click of the button, so take advantage of that. Okay, RotoBaller's Expert League is on FleaFlicker.com, and go to FleaFlicker.com and discover the great why thousands of leagues have switched this season. That's FLEA. Flickr.com and take advantage of the great content, the free draft boards, and all the great stuff at FleaFlickr.com. Great place to host your draft is Flea Flicker. RotoBaller uses it all the time. We're on there for all our expert leagues. But let's get to it now. The top 10 wide receivers for 2019. Now, I know a lot of people have Davante Adams sitting at number one. Not me. I go DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans. 13.7 yards per catch last season, 163 targets, 115 receptions, over 1,500 receiving yards, 1,572 receiving yards with 11 touchdowns. What else I like? I like over a 70% catch rate, okay, on the seasons. He has three seasons now of double-digit touchdowns, four seasons of 1,000-plus yards, okay? He is currently going as wide receiver one, going as 1.05 overall. So what are we seeing? We're seeing Saquon, McCaffrey, Kamara, Zeke Elliott as the first four picks, and then on average, DeAndre Hopkins going at number five, and I'm perfectly okay with it. And if you're still afraid of the Ezekiel Elliott holdout and want to take D. Hopkins at number four, perfectly understandable, perfectly acceptable. Okay, some say he's injury prone, and he's always dealt with some nagging things, but he doesn't miss many games. He will be a star. Now Lamar Miller out with the ACL injury. Duke Johnson is the feature back. We'll see how long that lasts. Okay, but this is a Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins-led offense. Okay, Will Fuller, Kiki Kuti there filling, position nicely as wide receiver twos and slot receivers. But Hopkins the go-to on a high-powered offense. Love Hopkins. I took him in earlier drafts at five overall. I liked him there. I liked him over Lev Bell, David Johnson, so forth and so on. Those other running backs who are also in that conversation at the fifth overall. My wide receiver two is Michael Thomas, and that's going against a little bit the current ADPs. I have him at two. Currently ADP-wise, Michael Thomas is going as wide receiver four as the 10th pick in the first round. I'll grab him as early as seven or eight, right there with Lev Bell, David Johnson, James Conner, depending on your draft strategy. If you want the wide receiver or the running back, that's entirely up to you. Okay, 11.2 yards per catch. The biggest number I love about Michael Thomas is his catch rate, 85%. There's nobody else on the list that comes even close to an 85% catch rate. So it's a tribute to Drew Brees' precision, Michael Thomas's hands, the ability to make those plays. Okay, he averaged 88 yards a game last year, 147 targets, led the league with 125 receptions, just over 1,400 receiving yards, 9 receiving touchdowns. He catches everything that's thrown to him, 88 yards a game. He's my wide receiver 2. My wide receiver 3 is Davante Adams, who's currently going as wide receiver 2 at 1.07. I flip-flop Adams and Thomas. Thomas is going at 10. I have him a little bit ahead of Davante Adams. And the real reason is this. Aaron Rodgers is constantly nicked up. He's missed time the last 2 seasons. Davante Adams has one 100-catch season for his career, one 1,000-yard season for his career. Both of those were last seasons. Now, he's a touchdown monster. He's got 3 years of 10-plus touchdowns. So even the yardage or the receptions aren't as high as other people. He gets the ball in the end zone. 12.5 yards per catch last year, a 65.7% catch rate, okay, and 92 yards a game, more yards per game than Michael Thomas. Okay, 169 targets, more than DeAndre Hopkins, more than Michael Thomas, 113 catches. He had 1,386 receiving yards last year and 13 touchdowns. If you like Adams more than Michael Thomas, good for you. I can't argue with you on that. We're nitpicking here, elite-level players. All right, wide receiver 4, Julio Jones, and that's where he's going, wide receiver 4, at pick 110 on average, 14.8 yards per catch, 66.5% catch rate, 170 targets, more than Adams, more than Thomas, more than Hopkins. In fact, more than anybody else on this list. Julio Jones is the biggest target monster of the group. 113 receptions, led the league with 1,677 yards. Okay, he had about 100 more yards than DeAndre Hopkins. The downside to Julio Jones are the touchdowns. He had 8 yet last year in his career, only 1 season of double-digit touchdowns. Continues to keep him out of that top spot for me. If he could give you 12 touchdowns, 11 touchdowns, like the Davante Adams, like the Julio Jones, the Tyreek Hills, the Antonio Browns, with that 1,600-plus yards he puts up every year, he's the number one wide receiver. I love Matt Ryan at quarterback. Devonta Freeman is a strong offense there. Calvin Ridley, see, the problem is Calvin Ridley, as he grows now in year 2, can continue to steal touchdowns from Julio Jones. He's a yardage monster. I'd love to see him become a touchdown monster like some of these other guys. At number 5, Odell Beckham Jr. And this one I have a tough time, but I put him here at 5. That's where his ADP has him. Early second round at 2.01. 13.7%, 13.7 yards per catch, 62% catch rate. The question with Odell, does he stay on the field? Remember, Odell has played 16 games in the last 2 seasons combined. 2 seasons ago, it was 4. Last season, it was 12, obviously both with the New York Giants. Now with the Cleveland Browns, a significant upgrade in offensive firepower now in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry across from him is good, better than Sterling Shepard, in my opinion. You got Njoku. It's a strong offense in Cleveland. Mayfield will make plays happen, more plays happen than Eli Manning was able to make. 124 targets last year, 77 receptions. Remember, this is in 12 games. Just over 1,000 yards, 1,052, 6 touchdown receptions last year. Odell's issue, play 15 games. Play 16 games. Don't be dramatic. Don't be a hassle, okay? Just stay on the field. That's what Odell Beckham needs to do. If he does that, he returns great value early second round where he's currently going as wide receiver 5. At number 6, Tyreek Hill. Not a good guy off the field, but a terrific talent on the field. We know this. Tyreek Hill, 17 yards per catch. He is as high as anybody else on the list. The only other player in my top 10 who had more yards per catch than him was Mike Evans last year at 17.7. Everybody else on this list settles in that 11, 12, 13 yards per catch. Tyreek Hill, we know what he is. He's a big play maker. 63.5% catch rate. He averaged 92.4 yards per game last year. More than Hopkins, more than Mike Thomas, more than Davante Adams, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay, yardage per game was rock solid at 92 a game. 137 targets, 87 receptions, 1,479 yards, 12 receiving touchdowns, 13 total touchdowns. He ran one in. In 3 pro seasons, he's got 25 touchdowns, through the air does Tyreek Hill. The Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill combination, we know how potent it is. Okay. You could go Tyreek Hill. He's currently going wide receiver 6 at 2.02. I will say this, and I had this question yesterday on SiriusXM, the Sunday morning show with Scott Engel. If you are in a situation where you are locked into Pat Mahomes as your quarterback, if you are protecting Pat Mahomes, you know, the keeper formats, the dang, whatever it may be, but if you know Pat Mahomes is on your team, if you want to jump Tyreek Hill over some of these other wide receivers and put him in the first round and walk into your season with a Tyreek Hill, Pat Mahomes combination, go ahead and do it. Okay. That is a 60 point per game possibility as a floor. You're looking at 30 and 30, depending on your scoring system, if it's full PPR. So the potency is there for the two of them to explode and carry you week in and week out. I don't necessarily chase the pairings. Okay. But the Tyreek Pat Mahomes pairing is too enticing to pass up. At wide receiver 7, Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay, now the primary receiver in Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown had 168 receptions last year. Juju Smith's 168 targets. Juju had 166. I don't see all those 168 targets that Antonio Brown had last year for Pittsburgh going to Dante Moncrief and James Washington, although I like Washington a lot this season. Okay, I expect 175, 180 targets potentially for Juju Smith-Schuster, where he should lead the league in those targets. 12.8 yards per catch, a 67% catch rate, 89.1 yards per game. He had 111 receptions last year for 1,426 yards. In each of his first two seasons, he has 7 touchdowns in each season. Currently going at 2.03 as a wide receiver 7. He is also my wide receiver 7 with the ability this year to skyrocket over some of these other players and be a potential wide receiver 1 by the end of the year. Okay, it's a new offense now in Pittsburgh. He is now the feature receiver. Who's across from him? That's a big question. You know, Juju succeeded a lot primarily because of Antonio Brown across from him. I don't think it affects him badly, but who takes the load off? That's the only question I have on Juju as my wide receiver 7. At wide receiver 8 is Antonio Brown. Now, I say this with a caveat that I don't want Antonio Brown on my team. I don't want him. Okay, the helmet, I know it's now turned into an endorsement, all sorts of stuff. But would it shock any of you if Antonio Brown in week 3 suddenly woke up and said, I don't want to play anymore. Here's my retirement papers. It wouldn't shock me, and it shouldn't shock you. So that is my only fear of Antonio Brown. The talent I know is there. We all know it's there. 15 touchdowns last season, led the league, 104 receptions, just under 1,300 yards, 168 targets, caught 62% of the passes thrown to him, 86.5 yards per game. He's had a 1,000-yard season every year since 2013, 10-plus touchdowns in 4 of the last 5 seasons. He's going as wide receiver 10. I have him at wide receiver 8. He's going towards the end of the second round in a 12-team draft, 2.10, okay? So people are shying away from him, okay? Not too much, okay? A few weeks ago, he had fallen ADP-wise back into the third round. He's now come back into the second as the whole helmet gate and the frostbitten feet have calmed down. But my point is, okay, with all the drama going on with him, and it's just nonstop, how can you realistically see him saying, nah, I don't want to play? I could see it. It scares me. It would ruin your fantasy season. I have him at 8, but if you feel like I do and you want to avoid him, then slide to wide receiver 9, where I have Mike Evans, who I still think is actually underrated. Now, I know the Chris Godwin hype train is real, and he should have a very, very nice season, but Mike Evans is still the feature receiver on the Tampa Bay Bucks. He has a 1,000-yard season every year of his career. That's 5 seasons. He's exceeded over 1,000 receiving yards. Now, he's never had 100 receptions, okay? But he gets 1,000 yards receiving when you average 17.7 yards per catch. He catches only 62% of the balls thrown to him. That's partly tied to Jameis Winston, okay? New Tampa offense with head coach Bruce Arians should be more explosive. He averaged 95.3 yards per game, had 138 targets, 86 receptions, over 1,500 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. He's going as wide receiver 8. I have him at wide receiver 9. He's going before Antonio Brown in drafts, okay? So just be mindful of that. And wide receiver 10, Keenan Allen of the San Diego Chargers, who I got at the first pick of the third round in a draft I did just the other night. Now, not the big play guy, only 12.3 yards per catch. But again, you go back to catch rate. His is second only to Michael Thomas, catches 71% of the balls thrown to him. Okay, averages 74.8 yards per game, 136 targets last year, 97 receptions, just under 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's had 3 1,000-yard seasons. He's never had 10 TDs, though. That's my issue. Again, get in the end zone. Will he get more touchdowns now, though, with the Melvin Gordon holdout, with Antonio Gates gone, with Tyrell Williams gone? It's kind of cleared the way for really Keenan Allen to be that primary guy as long as Mel Gordon continues that holdout. Eckler and Jackson are good. Hunter Henry's an excellent tight end, now sliding into Antonio Gates' role. But nonetheless, this is now Keenan Allen's offense along with Phillip Rivers to be the primary touchdown monster on this team. Now, he was injury-prone earlier in his career. Now, though, he has played 16 games each of the last two seasons. Hopefully, he's overcome all those injuries he had earlier in his career. On the fringe of the top 10, I have guys like Amari Cooper, who I just need to see him do with what he did for Dallas last year. I need to see him do it over a full season. I have Robert Woods, who I love Robert Woods. The issue with Robert Woods making the top 10 is Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp. That is a potent offense with three terrific wide receivers. Robert Woods last year was tremendous. I expect similar numbers. I have him just on the fringe. And Adam Thielen, who we know faded down the stretch last year, that scares me a little bit. Stephon Diggs, I would not be shocked if Stephon Diggs outperformed Adam Thielen last year. A.J. Green, the injury takes him out of the top 10. And T.Y. Hilton, the Andrew Luck retirement, takes him out of the top 10. Okay, everybody. My name is Anthony Aniano. Follow me on Twitter at AanianoFantasy. Head over to rotobola.com. Like I said at the start, sign up for that premium package using the promotional code ACES and save 10%. And stay right here at the Rotobola YouTube channel and watch all the great videos that both myself and the rest of the hosts have put out there for you as you prepare for your fantasy football draft. My next video will be 3 sleeper wide receivers for the 2019 season. Good luck at your drafts. Have a good one, folks.